This is 89.1 WEMU, and COVID-19 continues to reside in the center of our lives. I'm David Fair, and not only is the original strain coursing through the community, but the new UK variant B117 strain has touched down in Washtenaw County as well. While case numbers overall have plateaued, at least for now, the vaccination process is moving more slowly than desired, and some more new strains of COVID could push the country into a massive surge. On the other end of our phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for joining us and consistently being here to offer up the latest information.
Thanks for having us, David.
Where are we on the B117 variant right now? Have the efforts at the University of Michigan been successful in preventing or at least limiting the spread to this point?
Really that situation is still under investigation, and that investigation process takes some time. We do have a few more cases that are the variant. We're at 21 now. But that's kind of the bad news. The good news is that cluster is still at this point contained in the university community. And part of the goal, really a lot of the goal right now, is to control that cluster as much as possible while we at the same time investigate whether we're seeing the variant in other parts of the community. And with the pop-up testing, we did that first weekend after it was identified. We did not find the variant among the positive cases from that testing. So that's a bit of good news.
And certainly welcome to news as well. The Washtenaw County Health Department's stay-in-place recommendation for all U of M students, undergraduate, graduate, and professional on and off campus remains in place until next Monday. Based on what the department is documenting, is there a chance that gets extended?
Well, at this point, unfortunately, we are seeing some increases in case numbers among our young adults again. Now, in general, that's not surprising, given, you know, many of them are in what we call these more congregate types of settings, and there's a lot more opportunity for spreading. So we do continue to work closely with the university and with others about both recommendations and potential measures that could help that. Because obviously, if regular COVID is spreading, that is creating an opportunity for variant spread as well as potential harm from either version of the virus.
So at what point collectively is the decision made to either extend that recommendation or to decide to allow it to let it go?
That is a good question, and those conversations are ongoing. So one of the difficulties is, of course, needing that time to fully investigate and process those test results for the variant. So the time period was also based on being able to complete at least two cycles of that variant testing. So that second sort of round, if you will, should be completed this week, and we should have more information on the direction from there.
Well, as we've noted, the UK COVID strain is here, even if on a limited basis so far. The South American strain likely to make it here at some point. With all of those unknowns, how do you go about working within the health department and with your partners in the medical community to best prepare?
Well, I think, you know, we're all sort of in this and nothing's changed about that, right? Like, the medical providers continue to do everything they can to treat cases. We as the health department continue to work on multiple aspects of that, like the data part, what's going on with cases, the investigation and contact tracing, as well as really encouraging use of and continued use of those strategies that we know prevent transmission, whether it's the predominant strain that we've seen or any of these new strains. Now is not the time to let our guard down, right? We have these effective strategies that can reduce impact, reduce spread, the masking, the distance, avoiding crowds and gatherings, isolation and quarantine. All those things remain incredibly important. We also, of course, now have an effective vaccine, and we're working very hard, as are our healthcare partners, to get that available vaccine into eligible people. And of course, that is a whole nother ginormous,
yeah, exactly.
say, endeavor.
I want to follow mm-hmm. further down that line. We're talking with Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. The state announced yesterday over 1 million inoculations have been given now, and over the past week, a little over 31,000 shots in arms a day. But that remains well below the goal of 50 shots in arms on a daily basis. The vaccination rollout, as you were about to point out, has been a source of concern and frustration. At the health department, you are beholden to whatever number of doses the state will provide you. And if I'm not mistaken, it continues to come in at levels lower than anticipated.
It is. And I think that is, at this point, we were expecting that volume. You know, our job was really to ramp up and be able to continually increase the number of vaccinations that we could give and anticipate that the actual vaccines we were given would also increase. And that hasn't happened. And on one level, you know, that's not totally surprising given the time it takes to produce vaccines and where we are in the distribution, right? We're very early in this process, and we always anticipated that widespread vaccination would not come for months. So, you know, we're not terribly off track. That said, because vaccine is available and because we have capacity to give more than we're getting, and because many, many people at this point are ready and anxious to get those vaccinations on board, it's both frustrating because we can't give everyone we would love to give a vaccination at this point. At the same time, we are absolutely vaccinating, and that is a huge relief and, you know, exhilarating as well. It's just not at the level that we would have hoped. So we continue to get fewer than several thousand doses at the health department level, and each week half of that goes to second doses. So we have to keep doing those. And then, of course, that limits the number of new doses that we can give. So while it's happening and moving forward steadily, it's just not enough yet.
If I am not mistaken, in a three-step process, we are in phase 1B. So where are we on teachers, other educators, and, of course, our frontline healthcare workers as well? How close are we to getting to phase 2?
We haven't made, given the numbers, we haven't made a lot of progress in that revised 1B phase. We estimate that there's at least some 80,000 folks eligible locally in that phase. And with the couple of thousand doses that we're getting a week, again, while we're vaccinating people in that phase, it's not as rapid as any of us would like. So we are continuing to do a few of our 1A healthcare workers that haven't yet been completed. And as I mentioned, roughly half of each weekly allocation is our second doses. The next largest proportion is our older adults. The state has a goal of that weekly allocation being roughly 75% going to older adults to really prioritize those older adults. And then the remaining vaccine we have, we're working in those currently eligible essential workers. So, you know, as you can imagine, when we talk about a substantial group such as our educators and school workers, it's just really difficult to only have that small proportion of each week's allocation dedicated to those groups. We are, however, starting to schedule them as quickly as we can.
Do you have a sense, Susan, about the numbers of people who are eligible but are declining to take the vaccine?
You know, we've known that that is an issue and a concern, that many people might have questions about this vaccine, might be hesitant, as we say. Right now, we're not hearing much of that because we're kind of in the opposite end, right? We're in that situation of very, very high demand and low supply. That said, we know that sentiment is out there, and we will definitely continue to provide education and work more through that. On one part, we are hearing from people now that it's been out for a few weeks that were maybe a tad hesitant and are feeling more secure and would now like to get vaccinated. So that's good news. But we know there's a lot more folks, especially in our communities of color, that have a lot of questions and concerns and may not be there yet.
When is the next pop-up testing event for those that would like to participate?
We are planning, related again to the variant issue, we have been doing no-cost pop-up testing each weekend, since that happened. And we will be scheduling one again for this weekend. The last two have been at Pioneer High School. I do not have the details yet confirmed for that, but they will be announced on our testing page, which is washtenaw.org/COVID-19 test. So again, that'll be a free, probably a drive-through pop-up testing for anyone that would like testing or is perhaps particularly concerned about the variant.
Well, I thank you for the time and the information today, Susan, and we'll update again next week.
Thanks so much.
That is Susan Cerniglia. Susan serves as Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. For more information on today's conversation and to access all COVID-19-related news from both WEMU and NPR, please visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.